Okay, please go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Thick Who Is Working Group call on Tuesday, 14th of May. On the call today we have Mark Anderson, Ilya Bazyankov, Don Blumenthal, Volker Grayman, Carolyn Hoover, Steve Metallic, Mikey O'Connor, Susan Procher, Tim Ruse, and Jill Pitzer. We have apologies from Carlton Samuels, Rick Wesson, Avery Doria, Frédéric Guillemot, and Jonathan Fick. And from staff, we have Marika Connings, Barry Cobb, Lars Hoffman, and myself, Julia Chavalin. May I remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thanks, Julia, and welcome all. Is there anybody who's on the call that didn't get your name called out?
Yeah, this is Chris George. I'm on.
Great. Well, let's add you to the list. Anybody else?
Jill just joined. Jill Titzer.
Hi, Jill. Welcome to the gang.
Thank you.
Anybody else on the call? I'm doing this kind of aggressively today because we've got a little bit of an unusual situation with the phone bridge. So if you're on the call and we haven't called your name, please shout it out. Okay. Today's agenda is posted in the upper right of the Adobe room, so we'll take a brief pause to let people update us on their statements of interest and make any suggestions on the agenda. Okay. Well, our first two items are ones that we've been over a fair amount, competition and registry services and access to Who Is Data. I think I'm going to push this agenda pretty fast. I think I'm getting to the point of view that rather than beat on these sections, we should get to an initial report. Marika has been feeding these pieces into the initial report. So rather than leave it as an open-ended question for you, the group, I'm going to turn the tables on Marika and say, Marika, is there anything you need in these two sections before you move forward with the drafting of the initial draft? This would be a good time to sort of shout those out if there's anything that it would be used. Go ahead.
This is Marika. For the competition and registry services, I think there were some comments and suggestions during last week's call as well, the week before, and I think some people had volunteered to provide some edits, but I don't think I've seen anything. So I haven't made any changes. So the question is whether you would like me to go ahead and just insert the latest version, which is the one I think data is, let me just check, I think 24th of April, I'll put them up on the screen, or and have people then suggest their edits as part of the overall review of the initial report, or are there still edits forthcoming that people would like to put forward now so that they can be discussed and reviewed? I think for the other one, the access to his data, I think I've made all the changes that we discussed, and again, once it's inserted in the initial report, of course, there's another opportunity then for people to review and provide further edits or comments.
Thanks, Marika. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, I vaguely recall that I came up with a summary of that section that people thought was acceptable. I have no clue what it said. Maybe the transcript or the MP3 will say so, but I thought...
Yeah, I remember that too.
Something.
Did it go into the chat, do you remember, or was it just talked off?
I really don't have a memory at all.
Yeah, that's the beauty of being an elderly type person, you know. We meet people every day.
I'm not sure I like the word elderly, but okay.
I do vaguely remember that too. So maybe some fast review of the transcripts, but I think let's continue with the course of get it to an initial report, keep an eye out for that summary, if it can be found, drop that in. Alan, if you can recreate it, that would be lovely. But my goal with today's call is to really sort of tip us over into the reviewing an initial report rather than all these little sections, because I really think that we're all starting to feel, you know, like we're at sort of an incremental spot. There's one item on the agenda that's new stuff, and I want to get pretty quickly to that. That's the one that's the who is applications topic, which is number 5. So if I push you all through the rest of the agenda too fast, please slow me down. But I'm not, as I say, I think we really need to get to the initial report. We've got an awful lot of good material in it already, and I think we're very close there. Marika.
It is, Marika. I just looked through my notes, and I did. And I don't know if that was Alan's conclusion or a summary, but what I did note was that maybe we could add a sentence to the conclusion that would say something like, the working group knows of no substantive examples as to why a different approach would be better in the context of this this item. I don't know, Alan, do you recall if that was your summary? And if so, I you know, can happily add that when we insert it.
Yeah, I think... That was, yes, that was the first part of it, that we don't, there may well be differences, we don't know what they are, we haven't been able to identify them, and therefore I can should not be in the business of providing competitive advantages whichever way it is, and therefore we should make a level playing field or something like that. But yes, that part captured the premise of the statement.
Let's go ahead and add that. I'm tempted to do a poll between experienced and decrepit. I was preferring decrepit myself.
You said elderly, not experienced.
I know. I've been overruled summarily.
Experienced, I'll of course take.
Okay. All right. Anything else on these first two items? This is that stage of the working group where things start to get a little bit silly, so we do need to push along. Pretty much the same thought on the privacy and data protection piece. That's the next agenda item. In that one, Alan posted his summary of that to the list. I think proposed pretty much as a friendly amendment to maybe introduce the topic, and I just want to sort of see, did that summary get into this? No.
This is Marika. It's not in the document, but it's on the right-hand side. So the idea would be once I integrate it into the initial report, I would just add...
Alan's
part, maybe it's the summary of that section that's longer. And I think we also discussed of moving the recommendations that are at the end to a section that will label something like, you know, maybe not within scope, but observations or suggestions the working group would like to make nevertheless, where we also have some other conclusions from some of the other parts. So it will basically be split up.
Yeah, let's do that. And treat that as our going-in position for the final, not the final draft, but the initial report draft. Because, again, I think it's going to be a lot easier to edit this stuff in one document now. Jill has a big comment in the... Jill, do you want to introduce your comment in the chat? I have to read it while you're doing that.
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're sort of cutting in and out. You may have to sort of swallow the microphone.
All right. Sorry, that was Alan's comment. I had copied it. So I was having I think I'm having Adobe problems right now. So I just had that in my notes.
Ah, okay. All right, so I think we're fine. Unless I see shrieks of outrage in the chat or the queue, I think we're going to do the same thing with this item. We're just going to push it into the initial report and start scrubbing the initial report. I think it's going to be just a whole lot easier to do this in one document. The next one, Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, just for clarity, the comment that Jill put in the chat was the version that came, that was the last version in the last meeting. What I emailed and what's on the right is a revision of that, cleaning up the language and adding the, you know, adding the points that were made in the ensuing conversation. So it's the successor to the one Jill posted.
Right. So we'll stick with that one. Okay. Looks like Don got booted out of the Adobe room in the middle of all that. Amr.
Hi, this is Amr. Concerning the summary that Alan shared with us, I don't think there's much of a problem with it, except maybe in the sentence where none of these issues seem to be related to whether it's thick or thin whose model is being used. I'm not sure that that's necessarily correct. I think that the concerns that we have with privacy issues on WHOIS policy is whether a policy will require a transfer of WHOIS data across borders and across legal jurisdictions. Since these are the issues that we might not have been able to address in, with the depth that we would have liked to, this would, in a way, be the issue of concern, and so it is related to whether a thick or thin model is being used. I would like to hear maybe other people's thoughts on this, including Alan. Thanks.
Alan, you want to take a first try? Go ahead.
Sure. I was trying to summarize what the report said, and I may have misread, of course, and Don can certainly, and I'm sure will pipe up. I think this was the best conclusion that we came to, that we're not aware of. Some people have some uneasiness? Yes. But I think ultimately we cannot rest on the statement that we didn't get around to it. We need to make a recommendation, and if there's a minority report, there's a minority report or a minority position. But I think we need to try to summarize and move forward, and that's what I was attempting to do, not to dismiss that. And we can certainly add a statement saying there was some uneasiness, but I think we need to move forward and, you know, go one way or another.
Okay.
I wasn't trying to slant anything, but if I have along the way, then we need to correct it.
Hi, this is Amr again. Yeah, sure. I have no problem with making a recommendation moving forward. It's my personal feeling that the concerns we do have is with implementing a PDP on thick WHOIS as apart from thin, and so that's maybe just the one part that I have a bit of a problem with. But thanks, Alan.
Amr, do you want to propose a revision to Alan's summary draft that maybe you and Alan and others could beat up a bit on the list this week? It sounds like it's a very close piece of drafting, and I'm reluctant to do that on the phone, although we can. But it doesn't sound like there's tremendous disagreement. It sounds like that particular statement needs to be sharpened up a bit. Is that a...
Sure. If Alan's okay with it, I'd be glad to work with him on this.
Well, let's see what the other folks in the queue. I accidentally jumped past Roy. I apologize for that. But we have Roy and Tim, who may have some thoughts, and then Alan's jumped in at the end as well. So, Roy.
Thank you, Mikey. Since you have proposed that perhaps we go back and tweak it a little bit, I will go by saying that I will be also happy to contribute. I I agree with the entire group that the document is almost there. It is just that perhaps that particular statement sounds maybe too definite, and perhaps we should leave it a tiny bit open-ended, because I think that ICANN has something to say, will have something to say in the end, and so that's, I'll be happy to work on it a little bit more if that's going to help. Thank you.
Terrific. Thanks, Roy. Tim.
Yeah, thanks. This is Tim Ruiz. And I might have misunderstood what some of the concerns are, but I think from my perspective, the whole privacy and data protection issue, that it isn't going to change regardless of whether we have thick or thin registry. I mean, those issues exist today. They're going to exist in the future. You know, if things change and, you know, EU privacy, U.S. privacy laws and rules change, you know, the only thing that's different between thin and thick is in the thin registry, those privacy and data protection issues affect primarily registrars who deal with, you know, cross-jurisdictional issues with registrants all over the world, and they may even have offices in different places. And then in a thick registry, the same issues are still there. They just affect the registry primarily, and perhaps less so the registrars, although I think they could still be involved, because registries will have customers then all over the world, and they may have various offices, and registries are, could be in any country. So I think that's, for me, the primary issue is that it just switches from thin to thick. So do we need to spend from registrar to registry, perhaps a little bit more, but do we need to spend a lot of time on that, because all the issues are the same? It's just as to which entity they actually affect.
Thanks, Tim. The chat is jumping around a bit. I guess Alan is next. Alan.
Yeah, thank you. As I said, adding something about unease, we can certainly put in. When we talked about the actual implementation last time, you know, I mentioned that it may be as simple, and I'm not, you know, saying this is how it's going to go, as simply taking the escrow data and sending it to the registry. We move data across boundaries all the time, certainly for escrow. You know, the rules are different, but we're doing that kind of thing on a regular basis and relying on the reliability of it. So, yes, it's going to be a massive job, and we're going to have to plan it carefully. Chances are when we go to some new great who is replacement in the sky, it's likely to involve data movement, because there's a good chance it's going to be different. I don't know what it's going to look like, but it's not likely to be identical to today's thin who is. So, you know, the world is going to change, and our challenge right now is to identify problems that we can relate it to this transition. And although we have people who feel uncomfortable with it, I don't think we've had specific threats that we can identify in a concrete manner. And so I think at this point we have to move forward. I'm quite happy to try to embody that, you know, that level of discomfort in the summary. I have no ownership over it, but I think we've got to try to do that at the best and move on. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. Mark?
I was trying not to drag this out any longer. You know, to Alan's point, you know, I think we. You know, we spent a lot of time on this, and you know, there's certainly, you know, an understanding that you know, with personal privacy information, there's an unease, and but I think also we can't trivialize it and say, you know, it's it's not a factor, or, you know, in a thin registry, the issue rests in the registrars, and in a thick registry, the issues rest in the registry, and that there's no change whatsoever. We're just shifting the focus from registrars to registries. I think that's you know, that's not, you know, entirely accurate or really a fair statement. You know, I think, you know, also we have to recognize the fact that, you know, we are talking about, you know, potentially a transition period, you know, where, you know, massive amounts of data would be transferred, you know, across, you know, potentially every jurisdiction on the planet. You know, and, you know, I see Roy's making the point in the, you know, in the chat that registrants have to be considered as well. You know, and that's, you know, something I've, you know, I've raised as well. I agree with that. You know, how do, you know, how are, you know, registrants affected by having their personal data, you know, that they're, you know, that's currently stored by registrars, you know, transferred across, you know, potentially across jurisdictions to be stored in a different entity or registry. You know, I think, I think it's just a non-trivial factual factor. It's not, you know, it's not sufficient to just say it's, you know, it's just a matter of focusing, you know, shifting the focus from the registrars to the registries. You know, I think we also have to recognize that we are talking about transferring data between entities. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Alan's in the queue. I was about to summarize, but go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not trying to dismiss any concepts, but I thought Don's paper covered those issues. If it didn't, then we need to go back at that level, but I thought it did. And I was trying to summarize the gist, you know, the end conclusion. So if it was in the paper and isn't well summarized, we need to summarize. If it wasn't in the paper and I thought the issue related to registrants was there, then we need to go back at that level. You know, but we need some, this, we need the specificity and to capture it at both levels if necessary and move on. So I'm not quite sure from what Mark just said if he feels Don's paper didn't address those or the summary didn't address it. Thank you. And I see Marika's hand is up.
Yeah, I see Marika in the queue. Don, be prepared to get put on the spot in a minute, so I'll give you a fair warning. But Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. I think just to know that Don actually put in the chat that he's having a connection problem, so he may not be able to respond. But just to indeed amplify Alan's point, my understanding was as well that the idea would be that the summary would be either be at the start of this section or at the end as part of the conclusion, a kind of summary of where the group came out at. But I don't think the intention was to remove any of the other findings that are in this section, though, so those will be reflected in the report. So just maybe reassure some people that this is not intended to, you know, replace this section. It's just a kind of summary like we've done, I think, for all the other different sections where we've come up with a kind of conclusion based on the working group's analysis. This is what we've found, which doesn't mean that, you know, the different points of view are not reflected in the substance of that specific section.
Thanks, Marika. Amr's next, and then I'm going to draw a line under the queue because I want to jump in and do a little chair action here. But Amr, you get to go first.
Yeah. Hi, just really quick. I was not under the impression that we were going to change anything in the statement. I completely understand that that the summary provided would have been just added maybe before or after the statement. I have no problem with the recommendations to move forward in light of the summary and the statement. I think they're perfectly in line. It's just this one part of a lack of differentiation between the two models of thick and thin. I don't feel that this necessarily reflects what the sub-team came up with. And if I'm wrong about that, then fine. Apart from that, I really have no problem with moving forward. Thanks.
Thanks, Amr. I want to make several points. Now I'm going to actually go into chair mode as opposed to Mikey mode. The first point is that I'm very committed to the idea that we will come out of this group comfortable in our skins with our product, and I want all of us to come out of the group with that feeling. So if it takes a little while to hammer out the final details on that, that's fine. I don't want to put people in the position of feeling pressured. The second point, there does come a point in these discussions where people have to say, I've made my point, it's been heard, and I'm willing to proceed even though I didn't get exactly what I wanted. And what I think this conversation is about is that the hearing and description isn't quite done yet. I think it's quite safe to say that there is unease. I like that idea that Alan came up with, that we are collectively a bit uneasy about this, that Mark's point is also right, that changing a bunch of data from one place to another is important. And we care about that. And this paper should say, you know, what we've looked at and what we concluded, and then be summarized accurately. So I think the next step is, you know, I tend to throw stuff off to the list and then it's greeted with silence and then we do work on the phone. I really want to put a little pressure on Amr and Alan especially, but others like Roy and maybe Mark and anybody else who wants to join Marie, for example. I'd like to see some action fairly soon, and so I'm going to encourage really strongly this time that we hammer on this hard in the list, that we take everything else and dump it into the initial report draft. We highlight the sentence that Amr is concerned about so that we remember that it's under discussion, that people work on it pretty hard this week, and that we try to drive this to conclusion, because I am trying to drive us along, but at the same time, I don't want to drive us past our comfort level. And with that, I think I want to draw a line under this one, unless there's something truly super urgent. I'm going to let the chat carry on. Those of you who have been saddled with this revision responsibility are also saddled with the job of summarizing whatever comes out of the chat. But I want to keep moving the agenda along. The cost implications one, I think I'm going to skip. Sorry, Marika. In the order of priority in my mind, the cost implications one is a bit lower because that one you and I can do together on our own if we have to. And I want to get on to the conversation about who is existing, who is applications, especially because we have Susan on the phone, and Susan Prosser, and she's one of the folks who's a little more directly connected to this than others. Here's what we've got so far. It's on the screen, and Marika's got her hand up, so I'll just hand off to her. Take it away, Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. This is just to explain that what is on the screen I basically took from what was submitted as part of the public comments, and I think what was in the final issue report and the charter in relation to the issue description. So I think, as I already said on the list as well, I think this is a section that could definitely do with some more content or you know, I think data or substantiated data on explaining some of these issues on what impact it would or could have on existing WHOIS applications, both from the possible advantages as well as possible downsides, because I think it may benefit from some further explanation. So anyone that could help with that, I think it would be greatly appreciated.
Thanks, Marika. And Susan, by now you should not be surprised when I call on you next. since you're the only one on this call I know that has anything in the way of expertise, you want to just chime in at this point and have some thoughts for us?
Sure. Excuse me, this is Susan Prosser. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay. Sorry. I did read the paper yesterday. I am still playing catch-up, but when I read the summary version of the Who Is That Existing applications, it seemed appropriate to me. I don't think there's any, from a third-party perspective, who is application provider, I guess. The changes that will impact us, I think, are somewhat irrelevant. There will be changes that we will have to adjust to, but that's part of, from my perspective and kind of doing business, the impact would be from my side and most Who's applications would be changing how we process data and working with the registries more directly. But I don't think changing from a thin to a thick is going to be a huge negative impact. In fact, the potential risk, if I might put this out there, is that there could be an increase in who is application or who is data providers, in a sense, because of the somewhat easier potentially of accessing data. And that would be probably the only thing that I think might be a risk involved. But from our own business perspective, it's not an impact to us. It is a negative one or even positive one way or the other.
Marika, how do you want to proceed with that? Do you want to take a listen to the transcript and sort of summarize Susan's view? I'm curious, I guess, is there a place to go look for people like Susan's company? Susan works for Domain Tools. Is there a place to go look for these who is data providers so that we can ask them? Susan, is there a trade association or a group of you? Yeah, go ahead.
Susan again. I being in the business, I have a couple of competitive analysis. I have a list of people that I know do similar type of operations as we do that I'm happy to share with Marika or whomever if you want to proactively ask them and gather feedback from them if they have any input or even have been following this. I know that there are some that are within the ICANN community that have probably been following this, and then there's a few that I don't ever hear or see within the ICANN community that may not be following what's going on. But I'm happy to share the companies I know of.
Here's an Marika's got her hand up, and then Alan does too. I'll let others speak first. Marika, and then Alan.
Yeah, this is Marika. I think the first points that Susan made on the advantages, I think, are already covered, if I understood correctly, I think, in the chat, in the section or the proposed draft. But if there's a way to amplify it or Susan, if you want to suggest any edits, please feel free to share those. I didn't catch exactly what you were saying in relation to the risk, so I wonder if you could maybe repeat that and I can try to capture that. This was a bit difficult to hear.
Susan?
Sure, this is Susan. I can go in more detail. I can follow up on email, whichever your preference is. What I mean by risk is with a single location to gather this information all under SIC, it would be easier for third parties to capture the information all from one location than they have had to in the past, going to multiple registrars to gather the information from them specifically, rather than going directly to the registry. So if I'm looking for a .org, I go right to PIR. If I'm looking for a .com, I go to whichever registrar has that information to gather, their dates and stuff like that. Whereas now, I can just go right to every SIC registry for the full data. It makes it easier for third parties or for anybody to be able to find the information a little bit quicker. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
This is Marika. So it's not really, so that's considered a benefit. Or you're basically saying because everyone can get it easier, it makes it harder for third parties to provide that service? Is that what you're implying? I'm sorry if I'm not getting this.
It depends on which side of the benefit you want to talk about. It's an easier benefit for providers. It's an advantage, but the risk involved is for the data is more easily accessible, which means that without people who work in a smart business mind, it could be abused. And that's where the risk is.
So I would put that risk in a different category. I wouldn't put that in the existing Whois application risk. I would put that in some of the other discussions we've already had, the access to data kinds of discussions.
Yeah. Yeah, you can keep it over there. From the Whois existing, from the actual application, it's a benefit from the application providers. The only negative would probably the registries themselves who would have to take on more ongoing requests and things like that. And Mark, you know, would probably have better insight into that level of concern.
Right. Alan, you're next.
Thank you. There's lots of providers out there who provide free services to make it a little easier to get Whois. And for those, the transition to a thick registry, it may not justify their existence as much if one only has to go to a registry instead of to the registrars. But if we're talking about providers who do this as a business, and I thought that was the main gist of this,
yes.
They're currently working with a lot of different regimes because most of them also work with ccTLDs. So essentially for every TLD, they have a switch or a pointer to say, how do we handle the information? And what we're doing is going to be changing the value of that switch. And I'm not trying to belittle the details, but basically they're already in the business of collecting the information. They provide value added far in excess of just show me current Whois. And that's why they can make money on it. And really, we're changing their methodology among ones they already support. So I think Susan summarized it very well. And I'm not sure we need to do an exhaustive survey of all such providers and make sure that we haven't missed anything. You know, we'll have comment periods and things like that that will address issues should we have missed something. You know, I think we're in an enviable position here. We have, you know, a prominent provider of this kind of service on the call and saying it doesn't seem to be very onerous. So I'm not sure we need to keep on gilding it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to take it right from there and say that I agree with everything Alan said, and that I'm also, though, going to take Susan up on her offer to forward a list of the providers to Marika so that we can contact them in as we go through to the end of an initial report, and we can give them a heads up that this initial report is out there and that they should read it and be aware of it, and that we would very much love to hear from them if there's anything in there that concerns them, so that we can get a broader spectrum of input, but that at least where we're standing right now, we're not seeing a showstopper in there. Tim? I have to wait for hold to get undone, I bet. Or mute, I mean. You're still muted, Tim. Still can't hear you. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, it isn't ringing.
Oh, he got dropped. There we go.
He dropped from the call.
Yeah, okay. Dialing back in. Well, so, Tim, leave yourself in the queue, and whenever you get back in, jump into the chat again, and we'll circle back to you. Anything else on this particular topic before we keep going? No, this is the delighted to keep moving, but don't want to leave anybody behind mode. But that said, there we go. Go ahead, Tim.
Sorry about that. Just as you said that it dropped me, it's like maybe I should take that as a clue. I don't know. I was just going to mention back on the conversation with Susan and that just kind of add another perspective to it that will basically be in agreement, and that was that I had concerns about, you know, applications at the edge or whatever. And when we were negotiating the current version of the RAA, because it's sort of just as soon as a registrar signs that RAA, they can summarily drop port 43 for everything except FIC registries, which of course have become net, and that's most of it. But you know, right now port 43 for most registrars at least responds with the FIC registry data. So, you know, there may be applications that have been relying on port 43 for all of its WHOIS data for whatever reason, and now that's going to be summarily dropped for everything except Common Net. And only Web WHOIS will be offered. So when I brought up my concerns, though, about that, no one seemed to be too excited about it, including ICANN. And so I would say that, you know, Susan's summary is probably accurate. And if and even if we are concerned, it looks like the RAA is going to supersede us anyway at some point. So I'm not sure that it's a real issue.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. You know, that's interesting. We might want to weave that into the, I don't know. Tim, I'll sort of leave it to you. Do you want us to weave that thought into the draft? It's an interesting point. I'm not sure it's...
I don't know if it necessarily is applicable to this, but...
Yeah.
It was just more a comment to kind of support, you know, if there's any doubt, you know, that what Susan had summarized was not correct. I think that was my point, just trying to support that.
Yeah, okay. Good deal. All right, any other thoughts on this one? Marika, are you feeling – Marika and I corresponded a bit during the week, and – I said, are there any big gaping holes that you need filled before you start writing the initial report? Are you comfortable with what you've got now on this, Marika? Do we need to do any more? What do you think? Go ahead.
This is Marika. No, I think I have sufficient. I may make some small edits based on the conversation we had today, but you know, people will see back in the initial report. I just want to know, or in the draft initial report. I just wanted to point out as well that in addition to this section, I also circulated proposed sections for response consistency and registrar port 43 WHOIS requirements. So my suggestion would be, I haven't seen any further comments on those. My suggestion would be that I also insert those in the draft initial report so people can review those as well together with the other sections as part of one document.
Yeah, I think that what we do with this call, unless there are sections that you feel, Marika, need more work, is let's set our next target to be a draft version of the initial report as our review vehicle from here on in, so that we can that gives us what's our deadline for Durban to get this done? Sort of a month from now, roughly, right? Mid-June? Anyway, my thought is that at this stage, let's switch over to hammering on a draft of the initial report. That'll give us, a fairly comfortable amount of time to identify any remaining issues and really get them cleaned up, and then we'll land this one in time for Durban and see what kind of reaction we get there. Marika, go ahead. Marika, is that a new hand?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a new hand. This is Marika. Yeah, so just to confirm, the publication deadline for Durban is the 24th of June. Just a question as well, would you already like me to have a go as well at trying to write up a kind of conclusion recommendations section, and in that I could possibly already highlight as well maybe some of the questions that we would like for the input on as part of the public comment forum. I think that would also be a call to the working group to see if there are any specific issues you think we should be calling out as part of the report that you feel that we maybe need, we would welcome further data on, or if there are areas where you think we should ask specific groups for input on. I think we already referred to potentially groups that are working with who is applications that may we may want to address some questions to, but do you think it would be helpful if I tried to write something up in the form of a conclusion, or you want to focus first on just the sections on the deliberations and leave the conclusion part until later?
No, I like the idea of a draft that includes draft conclusions, and then what we can be doing is editing that draft. What we could do, Marika, is you and I could collaborate a bit during the week. If you get something to me a few days before the working group meets, even if it means reviewing it over the weekend for me, I'm happy to go through a draft and touch it up a bit so that we are essentially converting over to a complete initial report, including all of that stuff. Because I think at this point we're awfully close, and it's the more of the draft we can complete, the sooner the better. So yeah, absolutely. Tim, I think that's an old hand. If it's new, by all means carry on, and then assuming it's old, I'm going to jump to Alan.
Yeah, it's old. I'm sorry, bad habit.
No worries. Alan?
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Must have missed your call. I just wanted to confirm what you said. At this point, as I said before, I think we've gilded this PDP analysis far more than any I've ever participated in. I think we're ready to draft conclusions. If people disagree with them, then that's a good time. But this is not a draft report we're putting out because we're unsure where we're going and unsure how to get there, and we want public input. I think we want a report that is as close to the final report as we can do at this point, and I think we want adequate time for us to review it before the June cutoff for publication. And just in light of all the comments that are always made about publications that are done right before the deadline, if we can get this out 2 weeks earlier, so be it. That would be really nice. So, yes, I think this should be as complete as possible, including recommendations, and let's get to work on polishing it at that point. Thank you.
Terrific. Thanks, Alan. Okay, I see a queue that's clear, a plan for the week. I think the big action item for folks other than Marika and the rest of the staff folks and me is to drive home that conversation around Alan's summary. And so I'm going to throw a dart and say that Amr gets to speak first via email on that. Amr, if you could take a try at refining the sentence that concerns you in Alan's summary and kick that conversation off on the list. Do it on the whole list, not on the data protection privacy list. We're back to a committee of the whole now. Let's try and carry forward with the energy that went by in the chat, which I didn't even attempt to read or summarize. Let's try and drive that issue home this week and move forward with that as our plan. I think I'm just checking chat. Marika's giving me action items in a private chat. And Marika, I will take that one. And with that, unless there's anything else, I think we'll draw this one to a close a couple of minutes early. Seeing a lot of action in the chat, but nobody's hands up. So, Julia, I believe we're finished. The thanks are coming through. So we're done. We can end the recording. We'll see you in a week with an initial report. Thanks, all.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.